On the phone with me this morning is Tracy Probst, the executive director of the Beaver Dam Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Tracy, to Party Line once again.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bob. Good morning.
We have a particular topic to talk about this morning, and that is the farmers markets that the chamber hosts each and every summer. So let's start with the when and the wheres. We'll talk about the hows as we go on.
Perfect. Well, let's start with the wheres. The farmers market, it's located at 216 South Spring Street, which is really the corner of Henry Street and South Spring Street. You've got Uga Brewing Company there, Rosalie Book Boutique, Damsel's, Damn Chicken, right in that area. And you can stop in and get Nunatuck coffee, you know, before you go. And as far as the when, we have two dates. They are on Saturday, and that is from 8 until noon. And Tuesdays, it's from 4 until 6:30. And that runs May through October.
How long has the chamber been involved with putting on, helping host a farmer's market here in Beaver Dam?
I think it was 2020, actually. You know, I have to think about that. Yeah, it would have been 2020, right when the contract with the mall, when we knew that Marshalls and Ross and Five Below were coming in, the owners of the mall were forced to tell the farmers market that it had to move because those particular retail stores did not want it in the parking lot. And so we found it as an opportunity, you know, to help out a great tradition that we had in Beaver Dam and maybe amplify the farmers market and bring it to downtown.
Do chambers of commerce often involve themselves with farmers markets? Is this a common thing for chambers to do?
I would say it's probably a little bit rare. There are a lot of chambers that do it, but it's probably maybe only like 10 or 15%. You know, it kind of depends on the size of the community. Smaller communities, you'll see chambers involved. You know, larger communities, you know, chambers are more focused on, you know, more business aspects. So it kind of depends on the community and the culture. You know, our particular chamber, you know, their mission is it includes engagement with the community. So, you know, it falls in line with what Beaver Dam Chamber is trying to do in the community. And that's really making Beaver Dam a great place to live, work, and play.
What is the arc like? Has the farmers market been increasing in vendors, increasing in numbers of participants? How is the arc of history with the chamber's involvement with the farmers market?
So we saw, you know, it really, our highest was at about 65 vendors, but they never really come on the same day. You know, today we're at just over 50. So we've had a number of vendors that have tried it, but we've also gotten a little bit more particular. We do have a steering committee. It got to the point where I had to be careful to make sure we didn't have more non-produce vendors signing up for the farmers market. We are an open market where we do have some crafts and arts and things like that. But because we are working with the USDA and accepting EBT cards and also WIC dollars, we just have to be careful that we always have more produce vendors than what we do art vendors. And that has happened over the last couple of years where we are able to accept those EBT cards.
And we're going to be talking more about those opportunities for people to take advantage of some of those programs in just a moment or two. But why don't you give me an idea, give our listeners an idea, more importantly, what is the range? I mean, what are some of the 50 farmers market vendors that you've got there this morning?
You know, and it's a great variety. And because we are a 100%, you know, needs to be handmade or homegrown, you will see our, and that's kind of been a change here this past year. We've always said that the vendors had to have at least 80% that was homegrown. We did make that leap this year to 100%, you know, because we did find that some vendors were, you know, going to a wholesaler and reselling. And, you know, the steering committee felt very strongly and presented to the board of directors at the chamber that, you know, it's a farmer's market. If you wanted to go to a wholesaler to get your produce, then, you know, go to the grocery store, but this needs to be grown by a farmer. And so you're going to see the variety of the produce, you know, move throughout the season. So this early part, of course, you have like the rhubarbs and asparagus, and as we get into the, you know, the big bounty of the summer. And so you have all the produce vendors. We also have eggs and meat. Our beef supplier, he has not been there yet, but he will occasionally come in and out on a Saturday. We have lamb even, honey, lots and lots of canned goods. So a lot of our produce vendors will do a lot of canning. So they come in spring with their canned goods, and they have some amazing recipes. So talk about some really good homemade canned goods. Now is a great time to check that out at the market as well. So a nice, large variety of items, and it is always changing.
Tracy Probst, making the host of Party Line here in our Slumberland Furniture Studios mouthwater. Thanks so much, Tracy. I'm glad you transitioned in just the way I wanted. If these I think there was a requirement that if you sign up as a vendor, you've got to be there a certain number of times in the course of the year. But every week is different because not everybody comes every week. That's interesting.
It is. You know, and we also have day passes. So if someone wanted to, and we do have that, we have like a strawberry grower who just during strawberry season, she'll buy a couple $15 day passes. You can be a part-time vendor or a full-time vendor for the same price, $65. A full-time vendor is guaranteed a spot. Like, you will have the same spot every market as long as you're showing up for 75% of the markets. And a part-time vendor is put, I have a wonderful volunteer. His name is Brian Teets of Teets Farms. And he is in charge of lining up all the vendors and finding their spots. So if a part-time vendor comes in, they're put in a spot where either a full-time vendor won't be there for the day or open spots that we have reserved for part-time vendors. So we've gotten to the point where it's, you know, it's not a well-oiled machine, but it's getting there. It's getting pretty good and pretty organized.
Is it a lot of work for the chamber?
You know, yes, you'll ask my staff. It is. The market dollars in particular is a lot because we're cutting checks every couple of weeks. And it's just a lot of paperwork. You know, we have waivers, and we do really, you know, follow the Department of Ag and Trade and Consumer Protection, all their requirements, making sure that baked goods are labeled correctly and that they have egg, you know, that they're a certified egg vendor. And all of our vendors and farmers are following the rules of our state as well. So that does take a long time as well.
Again, Tracy Probst from the Beaver Dam Chamber talking with us, letting everyone know about the farmers markets that are held every Saturday morning and Tuesday evening here in Beaver Dam. Is the Chamber of Commerce still accepting applications from new vendors, or are you full up for the year? If there's someone interested, can they still participate?
So online, they can still participate. We do have it open for just produce vendors right now, but I do encourage someone, if they have something different that we don't already offer at the market, to give us a call, and we will review it. So we did turn off like the non-produce registration just because we need to watch the balance between, again, as I said, the produce vendors versus the non-produce vendors, just so we are, you know, say staying true to accepting those EBT cards from the government.
When it comes to farmers at your market, are most of the farmers from the Beaver Dam area? Are most of them from Dodge? How far afield are you attracting people as vendors at the farmers market?
You know, I would say they are primarily Dodge County. I wouldn't say they're primarily Beaver Dam. You know, a lot of the rural areas are kind of outside the city of Beaver Dam. You know, so we have Cambria and Randolph. And so there is a large number that kind of surrounds, even as far as Watertown, that are outside of the area of Beaver Dam, but still within Dodge County.
And the farmers who are setting up on Saturdays and Tuesdays here in Beaver Dam for the farmers market, is this something that they do as kind of a little thing on the side? Are they mainly 160 acres of corn or soybeans, but they have this little side hustle or something like that? Or do a lot of these farmers really have a main portion of their income coming in from not only our farmers market, maybe, but this is how they actually market their wares.
I was going to say, we have about, you know, I'd say, you know, about 10 of our vendors, like, this is their income. And, you know, that's why the steering committee was so important, because, you know, we are really, you know, how do I say, messing with their income. And they want to make sure that the farmers market is run in the right way, because they really do rely on this market for their income, and want to make sure that it is run correctly. So, you know, definitely there are the few that do a little side hustle, you know, growing strawberries here and have a little small garden there. But there are a large number where this is their bread and butter for the year.
You're representing the Chamber of Commerce, Tracy. We're talking about farmers doing either a side hustle or a main source of income. We are talking about citizens who stop by in order to get fresh produce for their kitchen shelves. How about the business end of this? Does the chamber, do businesses here in Beaver Dam see that we are attracting people from around Dodge County? Is this spurring some traffic into our fair community?
It is, you know, and I'll be honest, I have always kind of struggled, and we've talked about this as a board, because our grocery stores locally are, you know, 100% a priority for us at the chamber. And so I always had that, you know, conflict between having the farmers market and detracting traffic into the grocery stores. However, our board feels that, you know, this is more of a, it gives a lot of vitality to our downtown. And also we have businesses, and I'll use like Rosalie Book Boutique, who makes a big deal on Saturday mornings because she knows that there's going to be a lot of traffic coming from the farmers market that are going to come into her store. Nunatuck Coffee, the first time that we had it in the new location, you know, they hit their sales goal by 9 a.m. Uga Brewing Company has also started adding music every once in a while on Tuesday night for the Tuesday night market. So it's just becoming a little bit of a, you know, again, as I said, vitality to the downtown, where, you know, people are coming and then they're going to the farmers market and stopping at shops along the way, and it just becomes a destination, an experience, a thing to do. So we feel very strongly that it just makes Beaver Dam another, you know, having that farmers market, another reason why it's so great to live in Beaver Dam.
Tracy, that's fascinating. It's a connection. I'm glad that you're aware of it and conscious of it and not wanting to compete with a local business in town. But it's funny, I never really would have thought of that connection. But I'm going to turn the tables on you. I wasn't going to ask you this question because maybe this is a little weird. But my connection between farmers markets actually goes to like garage and rummage sales.
I think
it's a thing for people to do. It's a go-to. You see what I'm saying?
It is, and you know, there's, as far as consumers, we see all types of consumers, and the vendors at the farmers market have discussed this. You are going to have the regulars that are all about being close to where their food comes from. You know, they want to know that farmer that grew their food. And there is a strong following in the farmers market who is just very serious about that. You know, then you have, and I know some of these consumers that come, the ones that are stopping at Great Harvest, and, you know, they get their breakfast, and then they come with their coffee, and they're walking their dog. And it becomes that the experience, that, you know, consumer, the ones that are coming to the market because it's just something to do on a great, beautiful morning. So you do have that dynamic. You know, and I'd say it's probably a split 50-50 of those that are, you know, just die hard wanting to get close to the roots of their food and know the farmer who grew it and feel good about what they're putting in their mouth, to the ones that go to the farmer's market, as you said, you know, for something to do. And then it just becomes a habit, and they're there every Saturday morning. It's a great place to really just kind of connect with your community, you know, hear the stories from all the vendors. I love walking around and hearing about the recipes and you know, what they should do with this particular Dillingham Farm. She's just so great. She's a great marketer. And she'll have, you know, ideas and recipes and how to serve, you know, some of these, you know, greens that I've never, you know, eaten before. So it just becomes a great connection.
It's a happening, Tracy.
It is happening. We're trying.
We're going to take a brief commercial break here in just a moment. But before we do, I just, for people who may be tuning in and who aren't familiar with this at all, quickly run down the where, when, skip the why at this point in time, but just let everybody know about the farmers market. After the break, we're going to talk about Project Miniboss. So again,
you bet.
Well, let everybody know about when and where the farmers market in Beaver Dam.
Farmers market is on Saturdays and Tuesdays. Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon, and Tuesdays from 4 until 6:30 p.m. It is on the corner of Henry Street, South Spring Street at 216 South Spring Street.
And connected with the Farmers Market is a great little project that I want to talk with Tracy about. It's called Project Miniboss. We'll do that after this break on Party Line here on 95.3 FM. One of the reasons I take a break in the middle of the program is then the guest can tell me what I forgot to bring up. Tracy, before we go on to Project Miniboss, how about that those special programs you've got that people can use those special dollars?
Oh, thank you, thank you. So, beginning June 1st, we have Claire Teal, who is our, she's from the high school, and she works the market every Saturday morning. And she sets up a table where she'll accept EBT cards and also WIC dollars. And so, if you come with your EBT card, you can cash it in and say, hey, I want $20 in market dollars. And she will give you 20 of these red wooden coins. And on top of that, she'll give you another 20 green wooden coins. And those are being sponsored by Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam. So basically, you are getting double your money that you can use as, you know, like cash and redeem them as you shop the farmers market. If you have WIC dollars, you can take those to Claire, and she will stamp that WIC dollar and then give you the equal amount of green market dollars from Marshfield Medical Center. So if you have 5 WIC dollars, you have turned that into 10 WIC dollars, again, sponsored by the hospital. And so basically you get double the money, and you can go shopping at the farmer's market and redeem both your WIC EBT dollars and market dollars. So it is an awesome, awesome program, and thank you for the opportunity for me to get that message out.
How about Project Miniboss? This is really different from what we've been talking about. This is a special thing the Chamber does. Tell our listeners about how you're reaching out to young people, helping them prepare to be business people.
So this kind of came as an idea. A lot of communities do Lemonade Day. And Lemonade Day is where kids go out and they try to understand business by setting up a little lemonade stand. And, you know, I kind of looked at that and really thought the farmers market was a better opportunity because, you know, you can sell something other than lemonade. And so we will give a child under the age of 18 the opportunity to have a booth at the farmers market. You can go online at beaverdamchamber.com under the farmers market, and you can sign up for one of the dates. When you sign up, you have to download these papers. And it's really easy, but it's basically going through a business plan. And Cassandra Schmidt with Modern Woodman helps us with this program. And she will sit down with your child or grandchild and go through the paperwork and, you know, kind of figuring out what the costs of the product are, how are you going to market it. And then you spend the day at the farmer's market selling. And then after the market, you go back and Cassandra will sit down with the child again and determine what their profits were after the market. And so this is our way of trying to make, you know, budding new entrepreneurs. Every community needs entrepreneurs, or we wouldn't have these great small businesses. And so this is sort of getting their toe, you know, a little bit into this idea of running a business and what's involved. And Cassandra, she is really, really strict, and she makes the child, you know, really identify, well, did your parents just give you that? you know, there's still a cost to what that is. So she really makes sure that they drill down on what the real cost of running that farmers market booth is for the day.
What's the track record on this? Is this the first year? Have you done this in the past?
So this will now be our third year. And we probably every year have about 20 kids that will take advantage of this. In fact, we have parents asking if they... We used to let them do it more than once, like they could come up to two times. But now we've decided just to make it once. And if it's successful, well, that's when they should make the leap in getting a regular booth. So it has been really successful. Now, part of it is because our community is so generous, and they give really big tips. And so, you know, that's the reality. People have just loved to see these kids, you know, really, you know, marketing their wares. We have had very creative items. There's two young gentlemen, they're brothers, and they do a lemonade stand, fresh squeezed lemonade, and it is incredible. And they have it all decorated and yellow, and they go really all out and just love doing this. We've had candy bar bouquets where this young lady, she had them out for Mother's Day and Father's Day where you could purchase this candy bar bouquet to give as a gift. We've also had a lot of jewelry where some kids have made, you know, certain kind of bracelets and earrings and things like that. So I'd say every booth has been successful. Candidly, it is, again, part of our very generous community giving a lot of tips, but these kids are making some great things. We've had produce where the kids have, you know, marketed their produce that they've grown in their own garden. Canned goods we've seen, baked goods. So we've seen a lot of different items, and it's been a really great program.
When I was a kid, the only thing I could do was cut lawns for money. This sounds like a heck of a lot more fun than that was.
You know, it is. And it's also a lot of work. They got to come in and set up their booth. And, you know, some of them are a little shy, but they really do. Once someone expresses interest in their product, it's really great to see them open up. So I just love the whole communication aspect where they're having to, you know, have a dialogue with, you know, an adult. And it just really makes them feel like a big kid. It's interesting. I work with the UW Extension. There is a specialist there that focuses on farmers markets. And a little feather in our cap is she has actually shared our program with the other farmers markets in the state because she thinks it's really great.
Super. And when it comes to Project Mini Boss, there are still openings this year. And if I'm a young person or a parent of a young person interested in participating, what do I do?
So go to beaverdamchamber.com. And look under the community events, and you'll follow it to the farmer's market. And at the bottom of the page is a section for Project Mini Boss. You can sign up, and all the open dates are, we did just open this up a few weeks ago, so there are lots of open dates. And then you select that date, and there are directions on what you need to do. When you sign up, Cassandra Schmidt from Modern Woodman gets an email, and she will reach out to the parent and then walk through all the steps with them and set up a meeting. But, you know, it is work. We do require this meeting because the whole purpose of it is for the child to learn. And we're very, very, you know, adamant about that paperwork needs to be completed. They will be doing a marketing and a business plan. And it's not hard, but it is time out of your day to set up this meeting. But in the end, we think that time is worthwhile for your child.
Sounds wonderful. Tracy, thanks so much for being with us this morning on Party Line. A quick reminder to our listeners, this Saturday morning's Farmers Market in Beaver Dam is underway and will be until noon. They're located at the corner of Henry and South Spring Streets. Tracy, have a great rest of the weekend.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
You bet. Take care now. And again, that farmer's market going on through the summer months, and again, Tuesday evenings as well, from 4 until 6.